far off the beaten path at 9996 Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we share.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got that in. One breath. Those markers are in for the podcast. Listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to be a slave to the website's play button on the streamer. This show repeats every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. It has a play button there. If you missed the first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 in the morning. For those bakers, police officers out on the roads, then 6 o'clock, today's show will rebroadcast on the radio station as well as the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. But there's a button at the top that says podcasts. You can click on it. Every half hour is turned into an MP3 audio file stored on the server. And you can listen on demand anytime you want. So just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. You'll hear me announce the hour, the segment, the day. Make sure you're on the right one. That's why we put those markers in. So just to recap, the debate is tomorrow night in Gaylord. Text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. If you want to attend the fantastic event we're going to have on Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake, text me PIG. I'll text you the flyer and the website acconservatives.org. You can get your tickets. It's going to be a blast. We are going to have fun. Bring your firearms. Bring your ammo. The gun ranges will open at noon. We start calling people in about 1:30 to start feeding everybody and to have our speakers get up and speak to us. It's going to be a great event. We are excited. We've got the promo going, the summer sale going for MyPillow. Text me MP. I'll send you that information as well. So those are the events coming up. Those are the ones you need to come and be a part of. Now, one of the things that I'm going over this budget, and I know I'm getting into the weeds of a lot of this wasteful spending that they are doing under these Democrat budget, but they did it, they voted for it, they own it. Well, guess what? After raiding the teachers' MIPS retirement fund, Michigan's latest class of high school graduates can now access free community college, regardless of their household's income level, through the updated Michigan Achievement Scholarship that's part of this Democrat budget fiscal year 2025. Randy Johnson, president of the Michigan Community College Association, in speaking with MERS, said, if you graduate from high school this year for the class of 2024, if you complete your free application for federal student aid and you enroll full-time, which are the eligibility requirements, you now can get free community college here in the state of Michigan. And there's no income threshold. So you can come from a very wealthy family, parents own a business, maybe dad makes really good money, mom makes really good money, it doesn't matter. rich kids, poor kids, anybody who graduates high school can apply for the grant. She went on to say 80% of high school students live within a community college district where they have access to community college. Now for these students, it's going to be tuition free. See, the interesting part about this whole thing, Vicki and I were talking about this last night. Back in the 1960s, when she put herself through Wayne State University, it took her 7 years to get her degree. Business administration, minors in finance and accounting, going to school at night, working full-time during the day to feed her three girls, and then went to school. Took her 7 years to get her degree. She graduated with honors. Now, and for some years, they've had the 2+2 program. You've heard about this. You don't go to Michigan State or U of M or any other university for your general studies. You go to your local community college for 2 years, get your associate's degree, transfer then to a big university, and graduate from that university only after attending it for 2 years. That's what the 2+2 is. Well, guess what? Now you can get that associate's degree for free because of this Democrat budget. Near the end of June, $23.4 billion is what the education budget is. They also, in addition to free community college, are now funding pre-K. 4-year-olds will be able to be dropped off at your local elementary school with teachers teaching pre-K education. Public universities, community college appropriations passed by a party line vote in both the Senate and the House. At 4:58 a.m. on June 27th, after the Senate approved the education budget, Senate Appropriations Chair, the Communist Democrat Sarah Anthony from Lansing, described it now as community college guarantee. She said this is a dream she's had. 10 years of working with the Michigan Community College Association is finally come true. The fact is that because of this budget, men and women and a whole bunch of young people across the state of Michigan will be able to go to our colleges, our community colleges, tuition free. It's something that we can celebrate regardless of your political party or wherever you live in the state of Michigan, Anthony said. They did it. They got the governor's bucket list approved in this budget. Free money, free community college, free associate's degree now at all of your local community colleges. Don't get me wrong, I love community colleges. I think every kid in Michigan should lower the cost of their education by going to 2 years community college, live at home, get a job, don't go to some dorm or some frat house down at Michigan State. Become an adult, learn what it means to go to college at an affordable rate. Well, now, guess what? It even got more affordable. It's free. Tuition free. The money comes from the general fund deposit, put into the post-secondary scholarship fund, ultimately represents about 17% of the general fund that they use in the $23.4 billion education budget. The most in the history of our state. The Democrats did it. Under House Bill 5507, high school seniors will still need to complete the FAFSA form, That's the grant application, scholarship application. Determination surrounding their financial needs will not affect their eligibility. Moreover, the cap previously that the Republicans had in place limited the scholarship to $2,750. They eliminated it. Whatever the community colleges want to charge for the associate degree programs, there's no cap. Whatever they want, they can charge, they can get. For example, Aranac County, which has fewer than 15,000 residents, does not have a community college in their district. If a student from that county wants to attend a community college, they could attend the Mid-Michigan College, where out-of-district tuition rates is $258 per contact hour, compared to $155 for in-district enrollees. So basically, out-of-county residents have to pay almost double. For example, if they choose Delta College, out-of-district costs $224 per contact hour, compared to in-district folks only paying $133. In addition to the scholarship, students will still be able to apply for federal Pell Grants. This comes, of course, from the U.S. Department of Education, which also needs to be eliminated. These, however, are need-based programs for low-income students. Could actually expand the impact of the Michigan scholarship for out-of-district students. Really, the sort of beauty this design of this program is to make one clear statement for all students. They have to do three things: graduate from high school, complete a FAFSA application, and they must be enrolled full-time. The real beauty of the design guarantees that they will be tuition-free community college students. So it's done, folks. Free community college, basically free daycare for four-year-olds. Four-year-olds will now be in your elementary schools starting this fall. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of today. Again, I've been reviewing the budget. I've been looking at these spending of our dollars in this Democrat budget. Plus, one Republican state senator, Ed McBroom. They own this. Where the governor thinks that she needs to create economic development opportunities for businesses, companies outside the state of Michigan to try to lure them to come to our state, where it's not in our state constitution anywhere that is a role or function of state government, just absolutely blows my mind. But she has higher aspirations, folks. She's come out with her book. Simon Schuster paid her millions of dollars to write it right before the August Democrat National Convention. I talked about the story yesterday, James Carville floating an idea that they need to have four town halls around the country, the Northeast, the South, the Midwest, and out West. With former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama to pick seven other candidates, along with Kamala Harris, the vice president, to be in the running for the nomination at their national convention in August, to replace Joe Biden, who legally won every primary that the early presidential primaries took place around the country, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars spent for him to win the Democrat nomination. According to the DNC rules, they must, on the first round of balloting, vote for Joe Biden, unless he withdraws from the race. Mounting pressure being put on Biden to get out? Well, just as a safeguard, Gretchen Whitmer comes out with a book, The True Gretch. Again, who writes books during a presidential election? Candidates that want to be the nominee for their party. Oh, no, no, no. I totally support Biden. If asked to run, I won't do it. If nominated to serve, I will not serve, says Whitmer right now. Remember, she said that. But guess what? It's a lie. It's a bald-faced lie. I'm sure if Barack Hussein Obama and Bill Clinton put her up as one of the seven, she will be gladly willing to participate. She was on Good Morning America promoting her book. ABC's Good Morning America across the entire country. Name recognition. Talking about her book, her life stories. Her Twitter war with Donald Trump during the China virus. It's in her book. This woman wants to be the first woman president in the history of our country. Our very own Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Looking at her budgets that she has signed, she wants to do this at the federal level, what she's done to our state. Think about that, people. This woman is power hungry, and she will not stop until she runs for president. Everybody already knows she's running for president in 2028. That's why she wrote the book. And if Biden drops out for health reasons, or for whatever reasons, I don't know, Bill and Hillary might offer him $1 billion. Joe, Dr. Jill, here's $1 billion for the Biden family. Drop out of the race. They'll raise the money because they know he is going to lose, and he's going to lose badly to Donald Trump. Question is, who are they going to replace him with? Michelle Obama? Oprah Winfrey? Kamala Harris? Gretchen Whitmer? Gavin Newsom? Who is it going to be running against Donald Trump in November? Well, we'll find out in August, if not sooner. Because the polling numbers are tanking so badly, they're afraid he's going to take the entire Democrat ticket down with him. They will lose everything. Republicans will gain a bigger majority in the House of Representatives. U.S. Senators, they might take back the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump gets elected, and all these House races will shift back to Republican control unless they energize the Democrat ticket with a new candidate for president. That's the bottom line. We'll be watching it. We'll be following it. Text me debate. I'll send you the flyer for tomorrow night's event. MP for My Pillow. Take advantage of the summer sale. Or PIG for the event coming up on July 27th. Music's playing. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America.